Namibian president announces free higher education, saying fees have fallen. Date modified: 2025-04-25T15:17:17.483Z. Description: however, it is not clear where the funding will come from, raising questions about where it is feasible. Fees have fallen in Namibia as president announces free higher education, 2 days ago, save. Kani Izilngabo, BBC News, save. Reuters. Namibian President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah says the free education scheme will be phased in gradually. Namibia's new president has announced that university fees will be scrapped from 2026. President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah, the country's first female president, made the announcement during her maiden State of the Nation address on Thursday evening. Addressing lawmakers, Nandi-Ndaitwah said that students would pay no registration or tuition fees at all public universities and technical colleges. However, she said there would not be significant extra funding, raising questions about the scheme's feasibility. Nandi-Ndaitwah said free university education would be phased in gradually and that the only contribution as families and students for now will be towards accommodation and other related costs. "We have heard your cries, the fees have fallen," she said, a reference to previous demands by university students in Namibia, as well as neighboring South Africa. "We are students thanks to South Africa's number fees must fall protests. South Africa number fees must fall." Stories behind the protests: she said the money would come from the subsidies already given to some of the country's public universities and the money allocated to the Student Financial Assistance Fund. "If we are going to add, we are not going to add a significant amount of funds," she said. Primary and secondary education is already free in all the country's public schools. While some student organizations welcomed Nandi-Ndaitwah's announcement, others have criticized it as unfeasible and vague. One of these is the Affirmative Repositioning Student Command, ARSC, which said it was just an attention-seeking ploy by the Namibian government. "There is no plan, it is just a confused announcement which raises the question of what Nandi-Ndaitwah means by tertiary education," the organization told the BBC. Elaborating, the ARSC questioned which students would benefit, postgraduates or only undergraduates, as well as where the funding would come from. This echoed sentiments expressed by Tannen Groenewald, an economist who spoke to local news site The Windhoek Observer. He suggested that scrapping fees without providing extra funding could lead to student numbers being capped. He also speculated that it may eventually only apply to students from low-income households. This is what happened in neighboring South Africa. In 2017, the government gave in to calls for tertiary education fees to be scrapped, which were made during what was known as the Number Fees Must Fall protests, but only a small number of students benefited. It has since been criticized as being too restrictive because as the so-called missing middle were excluded, those considered too wealthy to qualify for financial aid but who struggle to afford tuition fees. More BBC stories on Namibia. Sam Nujoma, the revolutionary leader who liberated Namibia from freedom fighter to Namibia's first female president, hopes beer made from killer bees will create buzz. Getty Images / BBC, go to bbcafrica.com for more news from the African continent. Follow us on Twitter at BBC Africa, on Facebook at BBC Africa, or on Instagram at BBCAfrica. BBC Africa Podcasts, Africa Daily, Focus on Africa, Namibia Africa.